This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Law Talk on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Bechdel.
Good afternoon, Warren.
I just scrambled to put your mic on. I wasn't sure but I've got you. I've got you in time. There are some possible changes afoot to the way family law is going to be practiced. What's going on?
Yeah, look, family law is my second passion to footy. Maybe first. I don't know. Depends on the day. But yeah, I've been practicing family law for about 20 years, which I know is shocking because I'm only 25. But look, there's been a number of changes that's happened in the family law system over that time to make the system better. And we've got a whole lot of other proposed changes at the moment. And in September, the government released some draft legislation for further changes, or as we call it, the Family Law Amendment Bill number 2, 2023. And so, look, it's only for discussion at the moment, so we don't know exactly where it's going to turn out. But it's, I guess, part of a big sort of change that's happening this year about the family law.
Well, before, you know, we get into the proposed changes, can I ask a silly question?
No silly questions, Warren.
Just, what are we going to say?
Only silly people.
What exactly is the Family Law Act for those who don't know?
Not an excellent question. No, I was going to say not a silly question.
Not an excellent question.
Freudian slip. So the Family Law Act is a piece of legislation or a piece of law that governs everything to do with family law. So things like parenting disputes, like where children will live when their parents separate, property disputes, who gets what financially, divorce. Even if there's no kids involved. So it's a really important piece of law that as family lawyers we go to, I guess, to tell us how to do everything effectively. And more importantly, it's what people who are separating, it's kind of the law they're bound by. So it's really important that the laws as, I guess, user-friendly and up-to-date as it can be for people going through the system.
And it's also important that we understand them. So what would you say is the major change to family law that is being considered at the moment?
Yeah, so there's about 11 reforms being looked at the moment, but I think probably the main one and the one I'm most interested in is that family violence is going to now be considered within the Family Law Act as a factor in property disputes. So when we talk about property, it's not just a house, it's, you know, all of your assets, loans, liabilities, super. But really what it boils down to is what the proposal is, that the Family Law Act will take into account family violence when they're deciding who gets what when people separate.
We're chatting with Bechdel, partner at Nichols Family Lawyers, for our monthly Your Law Talk segment about what you need to know about the proposed changes to the Family Law Act. So, Bec, are you saying that up until now, family violence has never been taken into account in family law?
No, absolutely not. And family violence is absolutely taken into account in family law, but it's actually never been explicitly written into the Family Law Act in terms of deciding a property settlement. So I guess it's putting it into the Act really adds that element of that being a real consideration in the legislation. And the reality is it's considered at the moment, but not specifically in the Act, more in case law in the courts.
So for those of us who aren't lawyers, what's case law?
Yeah, so case law is effectively law that is created through judges' decisions and then it's taken into account in cases that follow it. So family violence has been a factor in property cases through that case law, but now it's saying that's going to be in that legislation.
Why is that, Bec?
So the reality is that at the moment, the way the case law works is that it says that the financial impact of family violence should only be taken into account when it's very difficult for a person to contribute to the asset pool of what people have. And it just makes it very difficult for victim survivors of family violence to prove what that impact was on their ability to contribute.
So family violence, we know it's dreadful, and in a way it sounds terrible to be even talking about it and how it relates to property settlements, to, you know, who gets what and how much. But I can understand that it is necessary. Can you tell us a little bit more about how it works?
Yeah. So, look, if a person's experienced family violence during a relationship, in a lot of cases, it might impact on their ability to work and to make money, which obviously contributes to their ability to add to the assets, I guess, that they have in their relationship. And also, after they separate, it can still take a toll on their ability to work moving forward. So it's really about recognizing that.
Let's say the proposed law goes through, okay, how exactly would the law change?
Well, it would move from the case law that I explained about having to prove it's very difficult to contribute. And what it would do is add a section to the law that expressly requires it to be considered by a judge when they're making a decision.
Are there any other key proposed changes we should know about?
Yeah, look, there is. I think one really important one is the way people have to provide their information to each other. So when you do a property settlement, you have to give your information to your former partner, and the changes will make that a bit clearer. And there's also some changes to the way children's contact services are run. So when people, you know, can't see their kids safely and they go to a contact centre, there's some proposed changes to, I guess, make sure they're accredited and qualified all in the same way.
Bec, are there any other changes that we need to know about?
I think the only other one is in relation to Commonwealth information orders. So they're orders that the court has the power to make to force government departments to give information about where missing children are, and also if that person's been exposed to family violence. And at the moment, the laws have been unclear about whether that information about violence has to be given if they don't know where the child is, but these proposed changes would not make it it would make it effectively an either or.
So, I mean, we've spoken a lot about these proposed changes today. Bec, if you were to summarise the intentions of all these changes, what would you say they are intended to achieve?
Look, I really think the intention is to make the family law system more accessible to people, fairer, more responsive, and more relevant to, I guess, the 21st century Australia that we're living in.
So how can people have their say on the proposed changes?
Yeah, they can, and they're absolutely encouraged to. So if you Google Exposure Draft Family Law Amendment Bill, you'll find some more information from what we've talked about, and there's a website there where you can make online submissions as well.
Fantastic, Bec. Great to chat with you. Thank you for joining us on Joy Drive. We'll talk to you in a month.
Thanks, Warren.
That is Bec Dahl, partner at Nichols Family Lawyers.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.